Our story begins at the Westside Hospital. Raven has just arrived and is talking with Clint and Connie.
Well, is there any word on Heidi?
She had the baby.
What? Is she all right? Is the baby all right?
I have a son, Raven. I'm a father.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Wow. The baby is a couple of months early, right? Were there any complications?
Nope. Everything went just fine.
Look, I'm going to go back and check on Heidi. We named him Carl in memory of Heidi's brother that died.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll be back in a few.
I guess congratulations are in order, Connie. Welcome to grandmotherhood.
Thanks, but don't congratulate me just yet.
What do you mean? Is there a problem?
You could say that. Baby Carl was 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Kind of big for a preemie, don't you think?
At Alexandra's apartment, Chuck has just arrived to see Alexandra.
Alexandra, I got your note. You said you had a question for me?
Well, I actually wanted a wedding update, Chuck. You're back a little sooner than I expected. Did everything go off without a hitch?
Not exactly.
Oh, really?
There were a couple of interruptions. And unfortunately, the second one was huge. The wedding was postponed.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Ah, come on, Alexandra. I know you don't like Hannah, but don't gloat about this. She didn't deserve what happened to her today.
I don't suppose one of those interruptions was a beautiful brunette with long hair.
Yes, how did you know?
Oh, just a hunch I had.
On the corner of 54th and 9th, Blake has just chased down and upset Hannah.
Hannah, wait. Slow down.
I just need to be alone, Blake.
Look, you're upset right now, and understandably so. But I promised Raven I'd find you, and I'm not going to let you be alone right now.
I'll be fine. I'm a tough girl.
No one deserves to have their wedding interrupted by the mistress of their fiancé.
Jeez, it sounds as bad as it was, I guess.
I don't know Todd that well, but what I do know about him is good. He couldn't shut up about you at the bachelor party. I don't know what happened between him and Serena Stiles, but he loves you, Hannah. I can tell.
Well, that's real comforting, Blake. But he's going to be a father to that bitch's child. So I really don't give a damn about Todd right now.
Come on, of course you do.
No. No, I can't. I just need to keep walking down this street and trying to get him out of my head, because if I don't, they're going to go crazy.
Oh, Hannah, I wish there was something I could do for you.
So do I, Mike. But there's nothing anyone can do.
Chuck Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.